Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 10th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Remember Spectre, the CPU vulnerability that exploited flaws in speculative execution in most modern CPUs? Well, researchers at ViewSec published a report detailing a new vulnerability that gets around existing hardware and software mitigations around speculative execution using what they refer to as a branch history injection. This allows low-privileged users to poison the global history used as a hardware mitigation for speculative execution attacks to mispredict targets and subsequently leak data. The researchers demonstrated how this could be used to obtain a root hash password in a proof-of-concept attack. AMD, Intel, and ARM released security advisories on the vulnerability with mitigation recommendations. In things that make me happy news, users of the latest dev channel build of Windows 11 discovered a tabbed interface in File Explorer. The feature is off by default and must be enabled in settings. Tinder users will now be able to run background checks in the app through its Safety Center. These will be powered by the nonprofit Garbo, with two free background checks for each user for the first 500,000 searches. Garbo will charge $2.50 thereafter. Garbo also launched a standalone background check service in the U.S. with the same pricing. Ars Technica shares a report that U.S. personnel, including soldiers with the U.S. Army Cyber Command, began focusing on shoring up Ukraine's cyber defenses in preparation for war with Russia in October and November 2021. The U.S. has been helping Ukraine with cyber defenses since the 2015 attack on its power grid. These 2 months specifically focused on sweeping Ukrainian infrastructure for malware and establishing partnerships with private companies. Sony and Nintendo announced they are suspending all shipments to Russia for the foreseeable future. The PlayStation Store will no longer be available in Russia. Nintendo shut down its eShop in the country last week. Google alerted Play Store users in Russia that a payment system disruption will result in Google Play billing pausing in the coming days. This will disable the ability to purchase apps, subscriptions, and in-app purchases through the Play Store. Free apps and past purchases will remain available. As part of an executive order for reports on the risks and benefits of cryptocurrency, the President of the U.S. ordered formal consideration of a central bank digital currency. The U.S. Federal Reserve banks have been evaluating the idea, but made clear it would not take steps until authorized by the government to do so. The U.S. Department of Justice will study what action Congress needs to take to create a digital currency. 9to5 Mac sources say Apple is developing two Mac Minis, one with a new M2 SoC, another with an M2 Pro. Both chips are based on Apple's A15 chip, with the M2 using the same CPU core count as the M1, but offering a 10-core GPU. The M2 Pro reportedly offers 12 CPU cores, 8 performance and 4 efficiency, although no word on GPU specs. In its documentation on the newly announced Mac Studio, Apple lists the M1 Ultra model weighing 2 pounds more than the one equipped with the M1 Max. An Apple spokesperson told The Verge that the machines use the same power supply. The additional weight is due to a larger copper thermal module, whereas M1 Max has an aluminum heatsink. Apple also quietly bumped the base specifications for the Intel-based Mac Pro, now including 512GB of storage and an AMD Radeon W550X GPU. The base price of $5,999 remains the same. Amazon Pharmacy will offer prescription drug discount cards to Blue Cross Blue Shield customers in five U.S. states, New Jersey, Nebraska, Alabama, Florida, and Kansas. Medications purchased with the discount card will still count toward an insurance deductible. In a blog post, Google explained how to archive certain Android apps to help free up space on a device, with the feature coming to the public later this year. Archiving is like a partial uninstall and can shrink an app by about 60% without removing it completely. Developers can opt out of archived APKs. Substack released a mobile reading app for iOS and iPadOS. This provides push notifications when writers publish a new story and includes a discovery section for new writers. Android users can sign up for a waitlist for a dedicated app, but there's no timetable for a release. TikTok announced a new feature called Sound On, which will let musicians upload songs directly and then receive royalties for plays to be managed through a designated artist platform. TikTok will pay musicians 100% of royalties for the first year, with royalties split 90-10 every year thereafter. Sound On has been in beta since last year, but it's now open to all creators. Google rolled out support for displaying iMessage reactions in its messaging app for all users. Previously, reactions would show up as a separate message. Google rolled out a beta of the feature last month. According to Counterpoint Research, the top five best-selling phones globally were all iPhone models in 2021, led by the iPhone 12 with 2.9% market share. Apple took seven of the top 10 spots, with Samsung at number 6 with the Galaxy A12, and Xiaomi at number 7 and 10 with the Redmi 9A and Redmi 9, respectively. Peloton announced Apple Watch integration for its original Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread. The Peloton Watch app can start workout recordings and use the watch as a heart rate monitor. And finally, Carl Pei's Nothing startup will announce its product roadmap for 2022 on March 23rd at 9 a.m. Eastern. Nothing calls the event The Truth, and the event will be live-streamed on its website. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.